like to welcome everybody to the May 13th, 2024 Select Board meeting, and would you please join me as pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lebel.
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
And Boyd is an excuse to be out, so. All right. Approval of the minutes.
I will move to accept the April 22nd, 24 minutes as presented.
Public or non-public? Public?
Pardon?
Public?
Public, yes.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay, and the non-public.
Make a motion to accept the non-public minutes as presented.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. Farmer reports, highway.
So for the month of April, we had one fallible storm. It was the biggest storm we had all winter.
I know it was, yes.
Kind of interesting, but hey. There was quite a bit of tree and debris cleanup following that storm, like I'm sure you guys all know. I mean, there was a heck of a lot of trees.
It was a mess.
We actually still have trees to clean up that just haven't done yet. Mm.
But don't people have to do their own property? Because I'll be honest, people, some of them are hours.
I would love it if people started helping out with it.
That's what I mean. If it fell off there,
They're not required.
Oh, they are?
But it would be awesome. Normally, I try and tell everybody in town if they want to clean their road frontage up, it saves the town a heck of a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just like by people, so. Later on in this, I'll talk about how we've been doing some drainage projects and stuff. So something that we're doing while we're doing drainage, we're trying to smooth the shoulders up. Mm. So hopefully, like my thought is it's going to hopefully entice people to start mowing them, you know, weekly when they do their lawn mowing or whatever. Because it would just be nice.
Yes.
It actually would save the town a surprising amount of money for stuff like that to be done.
Well, just right next to me, I know you don't need any more, but the house next to me, I know he won't do it.
Well,
I don't even think he owns it.
You know, and there's a lot of people in town that won't, but, you know, it's just a thought that... I think there are a lot of people in town that would.
I think so, too.
Or at least, do some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a lot of times I think, at least from people I've talked to in town, the reason that they don't mow their front is just because it's all rocky and there's stumps and logs and whatever. So I don't know, maybe if we do it little by little, you know, I think it would be kind of cool. I do think it would save the town some money, though, in brush and mowing and stuff like that, but who knows. That spread gravel on Thresher Road is actually on there from last month. I thought I deleted it. I did not. We did shoulder and drainage work on Crowley Road, same on Merrill Road. And we got started with the tree cutting on Tower Hill. So I don't know if you've seen, but we've been up there cutting in preparation for the road work going this August.
Mm.
Just trying to do the same thing we've done on all the other road projects, kind of lift the canopy, cut the dead stuff out, or particularly in that road's case, if it's in a spot where it's like a one-lane part, like we are going to widen it out a little bit, we've done on the rest of the road, really. So if anybody asks, that's pretty much, we're doing the same exact thing.
Getting it ready to improve in the road.
Yeah. So we did... tree cutting on Lane Road, and we also did some shoulder and drainage work. That was right at the four-way stop where Depot, Lane, Green, and Patton Hill meet.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of a dangerous intersection just because people come from Green Road. That's other than like the state intersections, that's like the busiest intersection in town.
Really?
And people were happy because everybody comes from Raymond.
And then they just take that corner?
Coming down Green Road, Patton Hill to the highway.
Yeah.
So it's actually, it's incredibly busy. And what was actually happening is people, and I saw the bus do it one day, they'd have to pull almost all the way out, you know, into the intersection to see down the road. So it needed to be cut. So we did that. We did some drainage improvements because it hadn't been cleaned up in quite a while. That's going to be like an ongoing thing that's going to need kind of work to clean up all that. We did drainage work on Depot Road and patching. So, like I've talked about before, one of the big things that we're going to try and continue to do is just a lot of drainage work, shoulder work, because that's one of the bigger issues I think that we have in town. And really, you can't have good roads without good drainage.
Right.
It doesn't matter how, you know, you can put down, you know, 6 inches of pavement, or you can pave every year, and it doesn't matter if you don't have good drainage. So that's kind of one of the things that we're focusing on. And then, you know, we'll start, you know, paving.
How soon you planning on doing South Road?
South Road's going to be end of June, so after school gets out.
Good.
It's we'll a good idea.
Yeah.
You'll have a lot of people be happy over that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they will. I'll be happy when that road
Yeah, I'll bet you will, too.
Because that road has a lot of potholes on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They'll be real happy because half of them think that you're just repaving what's already been paved.
Yeah, well, whatever. There's they can call me
it's so fun. That's fun.
Yeah, misunderstandings.
It is what it is. I think I might have worded the Warren article wrong by accident or something like that.
It'll be a good surprise.
But
sounds fine to us.
Yeah, it's getting the other half done, and man, it's really going to turn into a racetrack.
So. That's just what I was going to say.
Yes, it will.
But hey, whatever. It'll be a nice road. Right. It's going to be a really nice road, and the plan is to fix that hill so it doesn't wash out like it has.
Right.
And we're also going to do some work, you know, in a couple other spots to, you know, just make the drainage better. And that's pretty much it.
Good. Anybody got any questions or any other things for Jeff? Yeah. All right.
So how far did you cut down on Tower Hill?
So far we're almost to the second of the last, we're past the tower.
Past the tower.
Yeah, we're almost to the second of the last house there. So like, you know, right before you go over where there's 205.
Your chief's probably isn't going to make it.
We're almost to
the house. He's going to make it.
Okay.
That's what we're going to say.
We're going to circle down the backside. Everybody that I've talked to seems
to do. I know he did.
No.
I know he did.
My son turned around.
I don't blame him, though.
Word up there.
Hey, take it. Take all you want, because...
Did you really?
Who's the PD?
The last couple years.
Is that Russ, or is that just...
Yeah. And we've ended up having to clean it up, and it's just hitting it.
Yeah.
Russ, you got anything for us for PD?
Me? Okay. You're talking, okay.
You're the man.
No.
You're the man.
Just with the new police officer that we hired with the school, I think is very good, and it's going to help us cover our town too. So it's a great opportunity. The others, I don't know. You know, you can read here that there's arrests and summons, basically two people, and
this still blows my mind when I see on there
driving under
the warnings,
driving with a suspended license. It's like,
it's not illegal until you get caught.
Exactly.
And I got caught.
<It's a card. laughs> Yeah. I can drive.
Right. DUI too, you know.
Yeah, that I don't do.
No.
Okay.
Oh, you do one or the other. Drive or drink, one or the other.
Right.
All right. How about fire? Okay, boys.
That's great. Right. Read the report. Okay. Next.
Well, it looks like EMS is 28 incidents.
Well, that's down a little.
Just about one day.
But fire is 21.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Good to have them. All right, well, building.
I was going to say, on their EMS calls excluding vehicle accident with injury. It's 23 of those.
Right.
Okay.
Building, you got that or?
Oh, Bob's on.
Oh, Bob there? Oh, yeah. Bob.
No, I'm on, can you hear me?
Yes.
How am I going to get your eggs to you on the Zoom?
Can you send them through wireless?
I can break them.
Scrambled.
All right. So in the building department, we have 44 permits this month. Inspections, we did 71. 7 inspections failed. Let's see, we also have the April revenue was $6,520. So year to date, we have $21,375 on the building department.
Yeah.
You can see we had a few violations where we had catching people doing jobs without permits, but they all came in and pulled the permits after I spoke to them. And still working on the cars. The one I know that Sue talked to me about, he finally gave up trying to get rid of the cars. He's donating them, so they're supposed to come get them this week. But people never came to pick them up.
Which one is that?
And he has taken quite a few rolls of metal out of his yard.
Still in moving vehicle.
Is that 48
Kevin? Which one is that one, Bob?
The one on Raymond Road.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Siri is all place,
yeah.
Brian.
Yeah, all right. So the cars are going to disappear?
Yeah, I've been bugging him. He keeps telling me they're going away, but the people don't show up to get them, so he's finally done the paperwork, and they're going to be donated this week to some charity. They're going to come pick them up.
Good.
Mm. Take them for him.
Good.
Most of the other ones that we've been working on are pretty much cleaned up. The one on Main Street, he's been down and out. He was injured for a couple of weeks, but he's going to get back up this week and start delivering more stuff.
No, he's not.
So we know the situation on Lane Road, that's been being handled by DES. So that's been all taken care of.
Oh,
nice,
good.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been checking in with him and making sure he's getting all set, so anything that town has to help with, and they're just going to let me know.
Right. Neighbors are dragging on each other. Well, I don't have time for that. I don't know.
All right. Any questions for the building inspector?
Thanks, Bob.
No, thanks.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Hey.
Appreciate it.
He charges more, you have to pick the eggs up.
What's that?
No, they're here. They're here. Andrea will have them.
I'm joking.
Okay.
All right, good night.
Solid waste.
Chuck did not have that report ready, so no, next okay. meeting.
But this is a non-event night.
Quiet.
Did you have anything you wanted to add, Russ, for the solid waste or no?
I mentioned that we were trying to get two trailers from where we looked at them, and they're just...
They're pretty rough.
They're very rough. They sat for 20 years, and but we did wanted to evaluate totally on it, but it's nothing.
It's nothing that we really want to get involved with?
So.
Okay.
No.
All right. Budget?
Not much. We just went over a couple of things. Very quiet.
It's a quiet time of year. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, the school is... I didn't know Hooksett was down 600,000 too.
Oh, really?
We only heard about Auburn. But Kander, I guess, is okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
They'll make it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he did a number. So that's that. Can I talk about the park for a second?
Absolutely.
The park, I'm missing... the park bench that was in the water, and then the fire department took it out, and I said it was probably a mistake. Well, the mistake happened again when the ice was not on the water, so I guess we have a problem over there. One of the guys from the recycling center actually took it or got it out, And they have it down there.
It's sitting at the recycling center, yeah.
We need to put either a cement block. I mean, I hate to do that. It looks,
so you can't be moving it.
Yeah. It looks to me so, I don't want to say ghetto, but, you know, when you have blocks and bars on windows and stuff, I hate that. But we're going to have to do something, so maybe cement it or do
it. What kind of a bench is it?
It's one of those recycled benches, like the fire department has right in the front.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So has it got legs that you can lag it right into the concrete or whatever?
I'd have to look.
Yeah, I'd have to look, too, but I'm, you know.
What I'm saying is to see how it could be lagged down in.
Right, because you could pour a pad and just lag it in.
Well, because it's going to keep happening, I believe. I don't know, maybe not. And also, I'm missing one of the nice garbage cans, like the Trex garbage cans. I bought two of the dark brown ones over there. And one's walked off.
Somebody needed it.
You got crimped candy.
Well, they're like $120.
Really?
Not, yeah.
Didn't you just buy that? Didn't you just buy
those? We just put them out last year. And I assume
were
the best.
Were they inside the building?
No. They're inside the gazebo. They're for people to use. Garbage.
No. I meant through the winter type of thing they put it.
Yeah. So. No, they were here. It
just happened.
Yeah. It walked away today.
Didn't we have cameras to put on that building over there?
We do, but they have to be wired. So we'll get to the bathrooms. I'll get to the bathrooms. Patrick was nice enough to, he found one of his friends is going to do it for us. I mean, we'll pay him and everything.
Yep.
And I told him not to kill himself because we have a porta potty there and we've waited this long. So we have to program the lock and then the cameras do have to be wired in. So that's going to take an electrician. But again, this year, you know, knock on wood, we have a little bit of money, so this would be the year, in my opinion, to do it. And then I think Steve is still agreeing to, he'd go in at night, restock everything, clean it up, but it would only be one visit instead of the two.
Yeah.
So it would still save us a bit of money. So we'll work on that. We've got to get the bathrooms have to be clean when he's done his thing, when Diley's done his thing. And painted and all that, but that's whenever he gets done.
Are the locks on the doors now?
Yeah, but they're keyed. They're with the key. Do either of you know where the keys are? There's a set of keys that were dropped here for the locks. It's a regular key.
For the new locks.
Those ones we pulled out.
Are those the ones that came in a heavy, heavy case?
No, you're thinking of padlocks. No.
Yeah, no. This is just like a
just
door.
Just a key, not a lock.
No, yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah,
there's a key on one of those rings that fits in the lock, but it does
it
not
doesn't
turn.
But it doesn't turn it. It's not it then, because the...
I didn't think it was.
The male bathroom... No, the male bathroom has its own key and a female bathroom.
Yeah,
so there's two different
keys.
There should be a ring with two different keys. If not, I'll see if Fletch or somebody will
make it. Yeah, just make an extra one next time.
Sometimes they won't.
Yeah.
That's the only kind of a girl.
And then,
who gives them the keys to get in? Well, no, they're padlocked.
I gave them.
I mean, they're open. They open them in the morning. And then
they'll be remotely opened.
Remotely open.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to have a key to get in?
No. They'll be unlocked remotely from your phone or from
special
here,
device.
The office or whatever.
But what I'm saying is, on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
how do people use the facility and lock it when they go in, and how do they get into it?
Oh,
well,
once
there's
you
a
get
lock
in,
you
you'll have a turn bolt or whatever it's called.
Yeah, but how do you get in?
You unlocked.
Open the door.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Yeah, we
right.
can program it.
They're not locked.
They'll be unlocked.
No.
They'll be
no.
unlocked.
Yeah.
But
okay,
she can.
But you can program it like 7 or 8 every morning to remotely
unlock
it, and then you just. You
know.
So
when,
okay,
when we get
right,
the cameras up there so we can look at the camera and say, oh, Charlie wants to get in.
I was just going to say, you got to be careful where we're aiming those.
You call at the person at 6 o'clock at night on a Sunday night, they'll call Brian. See me in the picture? Open the door.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say later, but.
No,
and
sorry.
And usually if Steve leaves on vacation, I usually just do it for him.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Or you
so
can
they're open. Once you open them in the morning, they're open until you lock them at night.
Right,
yeah.
And then
so,
he'll
okay.
But they need to be restocked and cleaned, so that's why he had agreed he'd still.
They're
do
being
that
destroyed.
Before,
yeah.
So last thing is, let me see swings. Are the swings in?
We have some, I think, are the chains, maybe?
Chains came in.
Because those are heavy. Yeah, the chains.
But no swings?
We haven't swung yet.
Well, we just ordered the handicap one.
Right, but we had ordered the other one, right? Another
I don't know
one.
What's in that, but those two boxes in front of land use.
Those oh, are the they chains. Are? Okay, good,
no,
thank
those,
you.
Those, I believe, are chains. They're
it's
really
heavy.
They're only the chains, you think? Okay.
I think they're kind of long and thin, so I don't think a swing.
It might be one of those rubber
like,
ones, though.
If it's just a rubber.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A,
yeah,
one
yeah,
of the
yeah,
rubber.
Yeah. So then it might be.
Okay.
It probably folds up into this bag.
Yeah, true. Rolls up.
And I just wanted to add a thank you for Frazier's, the junction of North Road, Courier, and New Boston. They redid all the dirt there.
Nice.
And I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
Nice.
I just think they deserve a round of applause.
Absolutely.
And the final thing, I'm sorry, going back to the park, is the garden club wants to put a building next to the one that they have now, because they have the brown building now. And I forgot to ask her. I was going to ask her what gardens they're responsible for. I forgot to do that. Is that something that's okay with you guys? Do you
they just want to do just a small shed.
No, it's bigger than the one there.
Oh, bigger than a small shed.
Yeah.
Is that where they want to store their equipment?
Store other stuff. Yeah, their other stuff.
Because they're storing it in the
brown building, yeah.
In the brown building.
Yeah.
And the water's been taken care of? The drainage into that building?
Oh, you're talking about the clubhouse.
The clubhouse.
They don't store over there. They have this brown shed over here. They have that.
Oh, okay.
Just in the corner of the field over
yeah.
there.
Oh, okay.
They have that. So, and then I thought, if something's going to be done with this building, do we wait and see how that affects things? If possibly anything.
I don't know if it will give that. I'm not sure where the proximity
I don't think it would,
of it is. It, but I don't,
wait, where's the septic
it's
here?
Right under the park. The
right
park
on the skateboard?
The
park,
the parking
oh,
lot.
The park,
right where the policeman park.
Yeah,
a little suitable, but just kidding. Okay, so is that okay with people? I think it's
yeah.
something that if it got in the way later on, it could be moved.
Yeah,
right.
I think it's one of those Rubbermaid that are real a big
corner.
One.
Yeah, I don't even notice the one that's even there.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And I'll find out which gardens that they have that they're doing, because I couldn't remember. I know they do this one, and
yeah.
I couldn't remember the other ones
yeah.
they do. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah, I don't see one.
It's Rubbermaid, that's, I'm just.
You know those, they have them, you'll see them at Agway and this and that, I think, Rubbermaid there.
Yeah,
they're
the
sturdy,
plastic.
They're quite sturdy.
They are quite sturdy.
Mine has lasted like 20 years, and I just have the little ones for my
party. No, that's all I was concerning.
Yeah,
it can be moved if it becomes
I think
a problem.
It, yeah.
It's no problem.
No.
And it's nothing that we're going to have to maintain or paint or anything else. That was my big thing. Okay.
Speaking of the garden club, one of the ladies did ask me after the planning board meeting there if they could get Steve to do some of the edge right there, because they said they don't do.
Well,
there's like dirt
mulch.
Piled. I know, right here in the garden, there's
okay.
dirt piled up so the water runs and brings all the crap out of the garden right into the walkway.
Oh, okay.
So it needs some of that material needs to be taken mm-hmm. out. So there's
can they
like
push
a,
it back into the garden?
Well, it's going to have to be removed because it's
is it like
so
sand
high
and stuff. Oh,
huh?
It's just high. Or you have to show it to me, but I
yeah, I'll show it to you.
Right.
But if
okay.
you can mention it to Steve, if that's
yeah.
something he would take care of.
Yep.
It's not much. Just this one right here. It doesn't
okay.
bother over here. It's just yeah. right there where the walkway is.
Okay.
Well, the only thing I had for playing, but it was a short. Kind of quiet meeting. We had an informational on a piece of property, and eventually there'll be a lot line adjustment and something going up there. But the other, they're still working with Cam from New Hampshire Southern Planning there for the questionnaire and all that for, you know, what you want to see in Candier for buildings and stuff like that. So they're working on that still. So it was really a quiet. And the one up on High Street that we're working on, across from Donovan Road, that one is still on the agenda, but they weren't ready to come back in.
What's our zoning on that, on duplexes? Do you know?
Well, they had to go to the CPA, and they got granted to put those up there.
Yeah, so we don't have zoning on duplexes.
Well, we do.
home.
We do.
It prohibits them.
Yeah, that one up there, they had to go through the ZBA to get it because it was six units.
That's what
three
I thought.
Buildings. And they did get that. So they're moving along. They just weren't ready to come back in for the final site. Okay. Does anybody got anything else for department reports?
Sorry.
No? New business. Personnel plan update.
Yeah, I put this in the sign folder probably a month ago. It's just updates. Three of you have signed off on it. I just kind of want a formal approval, if that's okay, because we have a new hire. So.
Right.
And I'm going to give the
We've
employees.
Kind of reviewed that.
Yeah.
Numerous.
Yeah.
More than
yeah,
once. Here,
yeah, so. Just kind of a final approval. And we'll have more, but nothing. These are more of the significant ones. I will be sending out sheets to the employees to sign off on the updated personnel plan once you.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it.
Nope.
Good.
Okay, we're good. Just consensus is good? Okay.
Everybody
just kind of said
that
the majority signed off anyway. And
oh,
yeah, Boyd was going to bring up something about the buyout. I think we suggested a little increase, but he's like, no.
Yeah,
at least you do
the
it.
Insurance buyout. Yeah,
just keep it the way it is
yeah,
until
I mean,
he comes back.
You're
that's
doing.
Not
yeah,
fair.
Yeah. If he wants to talk about it,
that's
he can do
yeah,
that. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Pre-analyzation. Is that what you're up for, Rye?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
What one we got?
You there? There he is.
I'm here.
Just say no.
Mom says you're saying no. What do you say?
You never listen to her.
Yeah. He hasn't before. Why not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What are you going to you gonna go with Patrick's stead? Huh?
Yeah, so Jean Menard from Deerfield reached out to me. I just ran into her the other day. And I guess they're looking to do the Deerfield line the near future this spring. Beginning of the summer, and so I spoke to Andrea briefly about it, and it falls on the selectmen, so I figured I'd touch base with you guys and make sure none of you were chomping at the bit to go walk 3.5 miles on the road.
That's fairly safe.
Well, you may be able to talk them out of it.
I did find an RSA that says that the selectmen can appoint
right.
someone in your place.
Appoint
so,
away.
Yeah. So.
Is that what you'd like to do, Patrick?
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem. So there are a couple other people that have volunteered from CONCOM
yeah.
to do
oh,
it.
Good.
And we're just looking at doing the Deerfield line. I don't know if there's future plans to do the rest of them, but this would just be that the line between Deerfield and Candia. Hmm.
I have an extra dog collar that has a tracker on. We can put it on.
On Ryan?
In case you get lost.
On the dog? You mean?
In case you get lost. Okay, you're going to have to go and have a chip put in.
What do they need for that? Do they have a map or is there, what is it?
Yeah, Jeannie
there
seems
is.
Like she's
there's,
oh, Jeannie's done it before.
Yeah, she thinks.
Has she
yes.
done it before, Rye?
Yeah, she seems to know the ins and outs. I believe Andrea said that there is some info that she has from the last couple or
other towns.
So
yeah.
I'll swing by at some point beforehand and look through that stuff just to. I really don't know much about the process, other than kind of what Jeannie's filled me in on and the, half-minute Google search I did. But I'll grab that stuff and look through it and see what we actually, I'm sure there's some sort of, checklist of how to do it.
What is the length of that boundary?
They're going to find out, aren't they?
Well, it must be something.
I think it's about 6.5. Miles,
okay.
Roughly.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah,
not really bad.
Goes through some wetlands.
Do you have a canoe?
It's not like a 6.5 mile walk through a field.
No.
Well, this will be fun.
No.
Yeah.
I can do the boundary around the park.
There you go.
I was hoping to do it this winter, but nothing froze enough to bother.
Oh, that's right. That's the time to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of wetlands, I know. A couple places through it, so I don't know
how long it'll take or if we're going to do it in sections or what her plan is, but I'll be talking to her probably this week about it, so I'll let everybody know what our actual plan is, and then once we do it, give you guys the...
Just remember 911.
Yeah.
I'll have it on speed dial.
Good, thank you for...
Well, we appreciate you doing that.
Yes, we do.
Not a problem.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hope you didn't say no.
All right.
Now he's committed.
Right.
Okay. You just need a motion for that?
Dick. Dick. If you want to do a... You can do a motion if you'd like.
I don't know if he can hear us.
I don't know. Dick?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Dick Snow, and as you should be aware, I was a representative to the Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission for a number of years. And I'm here to speak in favor of Ron Labrador. He's an active member of the Conservation Commission, very energetic. And I kind of recruited him and got him interested in it. And he would probably be here today if I'd had time to tell him that he was going to be on the meeting, but I've been kind of tied up. He is interested in doing it. There was a discussion, I believe, at the at other business in the planning board, but the actual appointment of the candidate is by the Board of Selectmen, and they become a member of the not-for-profit Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission. I believe it's for a four-year term. I've spoken to them, and we will go over and visit with them, and it's something that has been empty for quite a while. So I think he has an engineering background. He likes to walk out in the woods. I think he'd be an excellent candidate for it, and I would strongly recommend that you appoint him.
Possible benefits for you on that as well. For drainage on roads and things.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Ron.
Oh, up here. Okay.
Handwritten.
You want a motion?
Yeah. Down before you get to New Boston Road, back in the left there, it goes down into where, almost down to where the Dennis Lewis Town Forest
thing is. Yeah. Well, I'll make a motion to appoint Ron. Is it appointing?
Yes.
Ron Labrador for whatever the term is.
Four-year term,
you think?
That's,
as long as he'd like to do it.
It says 4 year term.
It says, the lady in the...
Yeah, it says
typically 4 years.
New representative.
Usually the new appointees are 4 years.
Okay.
I'll second
that.
All
the paperwork will get done by Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission.
Right.
Okay.
We're allowed to have two members and one alternate. There is no alternate. One of those members is guaranteed to be on the executive committee.
Oh, okay.
So...
Was Al? Didn't Al Hall used to do it?
Al retired
a while ago.
Since the open size.
Russ.
25 years of resignation.
Perfect.
Rudy Carter is our current representative, and he is on the executive committee.
I'm trying to make sure. Right?
One of our members.
Right.
Thank you, Dick, for doing that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, if you want to make that motion, too.
I just didn't. He seconded it.
Yep. Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
Maybe he'll walk the boundaries.
Yeah.
Said he was energetic.
Yeah, and like to walk in the woods.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, perfect.
Match made in heaven.
Woodwalker.
Fine.
We have another appointment in the fire department. Jack Ross. A letter of recommendation from the chief, Dean Young.
MBA. From Auburn?
Yeah.
Make a motion to accept Jack Rose to the Candia Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Do we have any questions?
He's got, don't have to do any type of training?
Well, that's
no, but I'm saying he's still
the local.
He's also probably.
They did the background, and they said they're all set. No, I don't. I just commend Dean for being able to find people. Mm-hmm. All right, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
We have one more appointment that came in today. It's Anthony Steinmetz of ZBA. He's just renewing. He's going for another 3 years. So.
Oh, it's a reappointment?
Yeah.
We need a motion.
Do you need him?
Yeah, please.
I'd like to make a motion to accept Anthony Steinmetz for
ZBA.
For ZBA, what's that,
It's a 3-year term.
For a 3-year term on the ZBA.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian. Patrick.
Pat, yeah. I'm in. I signed it already.
Yeah, is that good enough?
Just ran out of ink.
I was just
inking. You ran out of ink?
No, I'm using a spin. Doing double duty here.
Yeah,
I pulled that from the
office. Right. Old.
This
not
one
old.
Ran out.
We do have some other business that Jeff and I have kind of been talking
tabling.
About. Jeff,
look at that.
Yeah, Jeff had a call from a resident on Pine Hill. I think there's two homes on Pine Hill.
Bob, he's the only one that's actually on.
He has a home on Pine Hill.
The other two are
South Road, and someone's putting a driveway, and he had called up Jeff with concerns. So Jeff and I researched it. We thought that it was discontinued. We have it on the discontinued road list. But Dennis, I don't know, was it back in 2012 that sign went up, or was it more recent? Someone put up a sign, it's a class 6 road, but we have a vote from 1914.
Yeah.
That this road was discontinued.
It was discontinued, because that's why we had the, who was with me on the board back then? Boyd, I need you here. Mr. Soha got permission to turn around there and...
Okay.
That's the road we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
It's on Pine, not Libby, though, right?
It's right across from
Pine Hill, across
right.
From Libby.
Across from Libby.
Right.
It's just one house down there, right?
Yeah, there's only one house that has an actual Pine Hill address.
Right.
And then the other two have South Road addresses.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Because
The
other two that are right on South Road there?
Yeah, those are both
so
South
what's the
Road
issue?
Addresses. So, I think it's the neighbors just not getting along.
Mm-hmm.
So there, that was kind of what brought up. It was just an initial.
So what do they want? Put another driveway in?
Is it the new neighbor?
They were putting in a driveway, but then...
Who's they? Which day?
So there's a new neighbor that moved in.
Okay.
Yeah.
A new building?
It's a South Road address that is putting another driveway off.
I know. Okay, I know.
So there's
off of Pine Hill.
There's a couple interesting things up there, though. So apparently, as per the deeds... both those South Road addresses own to the center of Pine Hill because it was discontinued in 1914 by a town vote.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When the house on Pine Hill went in, there was actually a letter written by the chair of the select board.
1970.
That recognized that road as a class 6. The weird thing is, and we're still trying to find out through NHMA as well as maybe the attorney, is it wasn't in the minutes, it wasn't voted on by
the board.
It was the chairman of the board that wrote a letter and signed it and gave it to Mr. House, who actually built that house.
So you know.
That wasn't me.
So
well, that's
it. I would imagine that.
So what is
it? If it's discontinued by town vote, it would need to be reinstated also by town vote.
I couldn't. That's true. No, you're right.
But
there has to be a reason that the town would do it.
I would imagine there's no way the chairman of the board would be able to do it by himself.
Well,
he's the only one that signed it.
And that happened in 1970.
When?
1970.
Whoever clerk was in 1970, it wouldn't have been Chris, I don't think. It was someone else.
I don't know.
We're thinking that they didn't talk because the selectman's office was working
out
of the school.
Right.
And whoever the clerk was.
The records
so
were
they
in her
talking,
house.
Yeah. And so.
Could I ask
Mr.
you, whose complaint is Did this person apply to you for a driveway permit?
No.
Okay. No. So number one, they'd have to either way.
Well, if it's discontinued, they wouldn't.
Not discontinued.
But they just their property.
Right.
Right.
Town.
But can they just put driveways in?
You can have
if it's discontinued,
they can.
They can do.
So who doesn't like that? The last house on that road?
Of course. Yeah.
The person that lives on Pine doesn't like the idea? Does he maintain that road?
It is.
Really? He does. The one at the end of the road?
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
See, I can see where he would come by.
I'm not. Yeah. I don't think he has. I don't think it's bad or anything like that. We've just been looking into it because it was discontinued
by town vote.
So
it's discontinued. So now we got to.
But the interesting thing is that there is a Class 6 road sign up at the end of the road.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. Yeah. The records are what.
I could put one.
Exactly. I could put one on my house.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I say too.
You know.
So did the person at the end of the road call you? And call somebody and complain?
Both of us.
Yeah, he emailed me, but
he didn't like what part of it.
Well, if that's discontinued, then that's a civil matter. That's nothing to do with us.
Really, even exactly. That's kind of.
Yeah, and I think this chairman at the time, Mr. Whiting, I don't think he knew
Whiting.
What it was.
Whiting,
Mr.
Whiting?
Mr. Whiting, yeah. I don't know if he knew
if
it was.
I don't even remember him.
I don't know. He might not have known that it was. He must have just thought it was Class 6, and he wrote that in a letter.
Well, don't forget, 1970 was, pre a lot of zoning and stuff,
right,
too.
Right.
So there wasn't a lot of regulations.
Yeah.
Huh?
Live for your day.
Flower power.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're
I'm
kind of thinking it's discontinued.
If it's discontinued, that's what our records show.
Yeah.
That's a civil matter.
I'll go see him.
There's the only other... The only other correspondence that we have actually seen, Linda found today, from 2012. Do you, I don't know if you have that.
It was written
from the select board to a couple individuals. One off of Fieldstone and then one on Pine Hill that actually says it's a Class 6 as well, which is weird. It shouldn't have been classified as that.
No.
No.
Because that would mean that it was a Class 6 from South Road all the way through to Oak.
All the
way
to 43.
And I know that's not
in
true.
In reality, you really wouldn't
problem.
Want that because then anybody could use it.
Right.
You'll be plowing.
Right.
Next thing, we'll be getting.
No, he'll be plowing.
We'll be getting a request to build a house out there.
Exactly. Tar it.
Civil matter. Sorry, but we can't help you.
Right. We're going to stand by the 1914
Keep us
vote.
Informed how you make out.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of where I was at as well. And I think that's
we didn't want to research.
But I mean, I understand their concern with their maintaining that road and plowing it down.
I don't understand.
And they don't want whatever happens there to screw up the road.
Yeah.
I don't understand They're just putting a driveway in.
Yeah, but it could divert water and everything on the road.
As long as you do it correctly.
Oh, I understand, but there's no guarantee that
it's
going to be done
correctly. But like you had said, it's a civil matter.
Right. I just assume stay out of it.
That's really weird.
We have enough irons in the fire.
It's a different guy.
Good? Is that agreeable to the board?
Does he remember at that point?
Oh, yeah. He certainly does.
Is that agreeable to the board? Hello?
Yes, whatever you say.
I am agreeable.
Okay.
We're going to stand by
1914 vote. Sounds good.
Well, that's what we got correct.
Yeah, that's our latest and
again. And
we'll
go
stand
back
behind
100
you.
Plus
I
years, 105.
Because even if it's previous
select.
In all honesty,
granted
I think
it doesn't change the fact that it was closed by the town.
I think it was more than likely. I'm sure they probably knew each other and they needed a document for the bank or something like that. And they just signed something.
Well, who bought it? Well, Tom Moranci.
Yeah.
Because Dean built that for Tom Moranci.
Right.
And then he sold it to one of the. Sullivan, the Sullivan group.
Yeah.
One got divorced.
That's who lives there now?
Oh.
She's gone, I think. She left, I think. But they got divorced and they gave her that. It's a long story.
It's all cake.
Soap opera time.
I was going to say, we don't need to go into it all right now.
Sounds like
does that satisfy you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
What else you got?
I think
that's all I have, so. The next meeting, it falls on Memorial Day weekend, so I don't know if you want to move the meeting.
Just cancel it.
Okay. So next meeting is June 10th.
Well, last meeting, we didn't have much. Remember,
no, and we don't have much here either.
That's what I mean. No, this is a quiet time of the year.
And if you have something that comes up, we can meet.
I got no problem canceling, but if something comes up, we should deal with, when we'll,
we'll
do it.
We're available. Yeah.
Okay. We can do that.
That'll make everybody happy. Good.
Yes.
Okay. Now,
I move to adjourn this meeting.
I'll second that.
Russ.
Sue.
Ryan.
Pat.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you all.